Here's what you missed on Kennedy Malloy. HSV didn't miss anything when they re-engineered the Chevrolet Silverado for Australian roads. Chevrolet Silverado by HSV. Live big. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Australia. Welcome to the big Monday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mickey Malloy.
Hello, Dave.
Mick and Jane.
Dangerous Dave. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, good. We'll get to all that in a minute. A little disappointed, a little sad.
I'd like to hear that.
Well,
I can't imagine what
you're largely
sad
responsible
about.
For. Oh. So we'll get to
not
that.
A good start.
Hey, question without notice.
What?
When the hell will this friggin' royal baby come?
Well, she's a week overdue officially.
Oh, someone just sneak up on her, surprise her.
Or do you think she's had the baby already? That's my sneaking suspicion.
And they've farmed it out to like Madonna. Who knows?
No, she might have sent it out to other people to start breastfeeding it.
Who knows what she's up to, but no doubt she's enjoying all the attention.
Well, I'll give you lots of royal news about
great.
That and the baby.
We will start there, no doubt.
Yes.
Plenty of other stuff to get through. There's a video game Hall of Fame. I had no idea.
Oh.
Did you?
Is this
Dave,
new?
No. Shock, surprised. Dave.
He's acting.
Was he? Yeah. Really, Mick? Tell us about it.
He was acting.
Yeah.
Did you like video games?
Didn't happen on the space station.
You mean like arcade games?
Like Donkey Kong.
Or Pong.
Yeah.
Oh, what is this? Some kind of royal commission?
Interrogation.
Oh, it's what I said it was. It's
okay.
A video Hall of Fame.
Calm down.
There's been some new additions.
Calm down.
So we'll get to the bottom of it.
We'll do that.
You've got an entertainment report. What's in it?
News about George and Amal Clooney.
Oh, you got
And I'm really quite excited at the moment.
Oh, there's obviously some bad news for Amal coming down the pike. What about Beyonce and her shirty demands of the people who work for her?
Well,
we'll get to the bottom of that. There's some election. I want to talk about the election just quickly. We won't bore you. But I've got a theory, something I believe will happen between now and the election.
Well, we're going to talk to Russell Howcroft and we'll maybe get his take on how the advertising's gone.
I mean, look, the only
ads that I hear and bombarded by still are Clive's.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only
Clive
ones I see
Palmer,
and hear. Clive Palmer's spent all the bucks.
50 mil?
Yeah.
Thereabouts?
I reckon it's getting north of that now.
Well, there you go. Hey, there's so much to wade through. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start with...
What?
I don't know. This could be the end of this show.
Why?
Did you see Jane did an article for the weekend papers?
I read it. Yeah, I read it, yeah.
Was there anything that you noticed about the article?
Oh, it was a bit sort of one-way traffic, I thought, in the article.
What, all about her?
Yes.
Listen.
All about her. Did I get a mention? Did I? It's about our radio
Malloy.
Show.
Yeah, you did.
Kennedy Malloy, the show's named.
Carl Stefanova got more of a mention than I did. Why would you not mention me?
Mate, I did talk about you. I did talk about you. And just the lovely Michael Lallo interviewed me.
But it's not dead to me, Lallo.
No.
Some editors come in.
I spoke with him for about an hour and I did talk about how funny you are, how much I like you. You've been very supportive. And great.
So I support you, do I, on your national radio
show?
I'm part of the staff.
Supportive to me.
You're like Beyonce. It's like we all work for you.
Well,
can I put it to you?
Not far.
Did you see the photo? So there's the photo of so it's obviously taken. You've snuck in when I'm not here because it's taken outside the studio.
Yeah.
On that couch there.
Yeah.
There's two empty seats on the couch.
I know.
I could have sat on the couch.
Well, it wasn't about you. You've had enough attention for the moment.
I haven't had any attention.
Oh, we've got a television show, national television show.
So you do an article about the radio show.
You don't mention me.
And then you take a photo with two spare seats next to you.
I did.
And then you bang on about Carl Stefanovic.
All I said actually was...
What are you angling to do? A show? Would you rather Stefanovic, Kennedy Stefanovic?
Oh,
is that what you're after?
Hang on. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Again, to Georgie and Deb, I was not saying they should be off the show.
Do you know what it reads like?
Well, Daily Mail's picked it up and made it a headline and it was not intended to
I really miss him on my TV screen, Triple M's Jane Kennedy. Wants axed host Carl Stefanovic back on today.
Well, he should be back on today, and he can do it with Deb and Georgie.
No, it sounds like it's angling for you to do it with him. That's what it sounds like.
Those two be a show people
those
might
two
watch
poor
that.
Girls who are doing their best,
they
and
are,
you're just and you're swooping. You are swooping. You're circling like a vulture.
I'm doing nothing of the sort. I'm just saying Carl spoke his mind, and
you love
it was
Carl.
Dumb
you
to get
him.
Rid of someone like that.
You bang on and on about him.
I know.
Me.
I'm sorry. There was not a lot about. Is it, let me just have a look.
I really miss Carl on my TV screen. The 54. Oh, they've done you a favour there. They've shaved a couple of years.
Can you not say my age again?
Let's just say it's closer to 60.
Damn Daily Mail saying my age.
That's just why you're upset with them.
The Sydney Morning Herald didn't say my age. I keep going to Google it. I keep going to change it on Wikipedia, and like somebody keeps correcting it. Is that you?
You seem to be slowing down.
What do you mean?
For the first stage, I thought you were way out in front of me, and now you seem to be.
No, I'm not.
It's the old.
I apologise.
The actress age thing, which seems to get slowly and slower.
Listen,
you are you're seriously. Lost my confidence.
Really, I'm looking in this article.
You've self-served.
It's
the most self-serving article I've ever read.
They mentioned Rob. So we don't have to groan about that. I'm
so well. So in Norris, Carl Stefanovic,
yes,
stupid partner.
Carl,
and then me,
and then you, and there's nothing about Dave. So no, I'm sorry.
I'm used to that, though.
Dave.
Sorry, guys.
How was your weekend, Dave?
It's pretty good. Yeah.
Highlight. Give us quickly. Don't bore us.
I was timekeeper at the football yesterday, which a lot of concentration.
Stressful job.
Again.
Okay.
Don't bore us.
That's stressful.
It is stressful.
Yeah. We had a bye on Sunday. Woo-hoo.
Oh, lucky.
What's so stressful about
it? Because you've got to concentrate. You've got to watch the game and you've got to watch if there's goals.
And everyone
scored.
Will be on top of you.
Oh,
if
man.
You get anything wrong, and if that, you don't get a no. point right.
As a timekeeper, you'd be aware that this answer's gone on a bit long.
I think we're done here?
I think so.
Oh, we're done. Thanks, Jane.
Sorry, right. Mick.
And then you tried to smooth it over with a 2-day-old piece of birthday cake.
3-day-old.
Not
actually.
Buying it. Yeah. Sure, I've woofed it. But it doesn't change anything.
Come on, Mickey. Right. Give us a cuddle.
This is Kennedy Stovenick. I beg your pardon. Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, you.
Thanks to HSV. The Chevrolet ever. Silverado does things big. Very big.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Another Royal update.
Seriously, when is this stupid baby?
But you don't have to be upset about it. Don't be angry.
Oh, it's just annoying me now because really? It's just every news report.
How does
every
it affect your life?
It does. All I want is news, proper news, and all I get is this hoo ha.
Oh, well.
She's milking it, sure.
Well, the baby's unwillingness to come out
do?
Has earned Megan a new nickname.
Mm.
Megxit.
Megxit.
Because,
is there any danger of a Megxit?
Mm. Well, whatever the gender of the baby, it's seventh in line.
It's a girl.
To the throne. Why would you say that? It's got a 50-50 chance.
Because a police car was seen going through Westminster as a
police car.
A police car, yeah. which was a chaperoning another car that was full of pink blankets.
Really?
This happened on the weekend. Why would I make it up?
Oh, really?
AKA baby coming, baby
well,
girl.
Yes. Megan is said to be looking absolute.
Oh, that was my bombshell. You've just
pink blankets.
A car police escort for a car carrying pink blankets.
Why would you need a police escort to carry blankets?
Because I don't know, something's happening at Frogmore
who's
Cottage.
Who's going to attack a car and steal blankets?
Because it had to get there quickly.
Well, how many blankets do you need?
Oh, you know what?
It's not Little House on the Prairie.
They
don't
down.
Need boiling
did you
water.
Do you hear that?
What?
The Little House on the Prairie burnt down.
The set?
The snow, the actual house where it was filmed, Little House on the Prairie.
Oh.
How's that?
Jeez.
I'm surprised. You would have loved that show, wouldn't you?
It's the ultimate review. I'd like to have.
Laura Wilder, that was
like
her
to
name.
Have got in there and caused some havoc. Night, John Boy. No, those are the Waltons. Yeah.
Yes.
Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, you would have liked that. You would have liked Mary.
Rest in peace. What's his face?
Mary was
What's
the it? Blind one.
Oh, yes.
Michael
Landon. I would have loved to have snuck in the bedroom window.
Lifted up her petticoat.
Okay.
Well,
what's happening?
Not without telling her first.
This is not royal news. Stay on target here.
Okay.
Hello.
I want to say, Megan
a pink
is.
Blanket.
All right. Megan is said to be looking absolutely radiant, they say in this article. She awaits the arrival of baby Sussex, a.k.a. Puffy.
What?
She's looking, they're saying, she's looking radiant. I'm saying, no, she's looking puffy. Puffy. No, super puffy.
Puffy. Cankles.
Big cankles. Big puffy face. No neck.
Is that why we can't see her? Where's she
yes.
gone?
She's hiding in Frogmouth Cottage.
Frogmore. So is it Frogmore or Frogmouth?
I keep calling it Frogmouth. Frogmore Cottage. Look, the Queen went to church and I think she's praying
so
for the baby.
So what does that mean? Oh, I got in trouble for saying there's a car on the way with pink blankets. You've said the Queen's gone to church.
Yes.
What's the cover of my favourite headline today, Women's Day? What does it say?
Hang on, because I've turned it over for my next stories. Yes. Royal baby custody battle.
Already?
I won't let you take our child.
They're always first in the news.
They are always first in the news. And the latest name?
Oh.
Oh, yes, please.
Leading the charge is Ivy.
That's cute.
Well, it's just going to be called Poison Ivy.
That's an Ivy scratching Ivy.
Yeah, like that's going to happen. Edwina Bartholomew's over there at the moment, you know, Channel 7.
What's she? Who's she?
Don't be insulting.
I'm asking you what she is. She's a royal correspondent?
Well, she is this week.
Yeah, she's a reporter.
She's a reporter on 7. She's doing the weather and she's done 7.
So what's her title?
Reporter.
Reporter.
Not royal correspondent.
And host and all
what's
round.
What's royal correspondent? Is she a royal correspondent or not?
Just back off.
Why would she be reporting on the royals if she's not a royal correspondent?
She's a Sunrise reporter who just happens to be there and this is one of her
so
assignments.
So she's not credentialed?
Well, who needs to be credentialed?
You need to be a royal correspondent.
I'm a royal correspondent.
Are you a royal watcher? You're a royal watcher.
I'm a royal watcher.
But you're not a royal correspondent.
I am because I just did a segment on the royals. I am a royal correspondent.
Wasn't very good.
Edwina,
well, there was no information.
Oh, you've given me the pink blankets.
I've bought the pink blankets.
Sorry, I have given you information.
Got us under the Little House on the Prairie.
Hmm. I've said the baby's seventh in line to the throne and Ivy is
What's
a name.
What's the name, Ivy?
Anyway, Edwina was doing a cross and there's this really annoying kid behind her who's given the bird. You can have a look.
It's
really funny, actually.
And that makes you a royal correspondent, this type of information.
I think it's important that people are all over the royals like I am. So there you go.
All right. Didn't you have a little horsey race? Oh, no, let's do it when you come back.
All right, yes.
We'll do it.
We've got something to play for you because it's, a tribute to pregnancy and royal baby watching.
All right, it's coming
Stand
up.
By for that.
Okay. It's Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You call through this week. You can also do this online, but we'll put you on the standby list to win tickets to the ultimate Big Red Bash experience featuring Midnight Oil and The Living End in the Simpson Desert.
That sounds awesome.
Meet Midnight Oil. We'll give you helicopter rides over the Simpson Desert, merchandise and more. This is in Birdsville accommodation. The whole thing looked
That's
after.
Brilliant.
What a
great
uniquely
price.
Australian experience that would be.
Unbelievable.
It's a music festival in the middle of the Big Brown Land with Midnight Oil headlining. Good Lord.
So,
what more do you want, you idiots?
Okay, KennedyMalloy.com.au to enter. Or if you call through on the show, we'll put you on the standby.
And just quickly, thank you, everybody.
Hang on.
Cynicism is well noted. I have a story in front of me. Little House on the Prairie set may have burned down in a fire.
You said the Little House on the Prairie. You actually were saying the house on the prairie, which was set in 1820, has burned down. It was the set. It was lightning strike, they're saying.
Oh. But it was the house where they filmed it.
Yes.
So they built it
for the show.
Like a replica.
Nick.
So I'm saying the Brady Bunch house burns down. There's still a house where they filmed the Brady Bunch.
All right. Mm. Well, it's burned
like happy
down.
Happy days. The Cunninghams had to live somewhere.
They did. And Fonzie had to live
upstairs.
Somewhere.
Upstairs.
The garage. Where did he live?
In the garage.
Yeah, upstairs. In the garage.
Over the garage. Mm. Yeah, like a 40-year-old man just happened to be living there.
Nothing sus.
That was weird. All right. Little House on the Prairie. Yes, they've house has burned down. I loved that show.
Did you? Who was your favourite?
Oh, my God. Well, of course it was.
Melissa Gilbert.
No, it was Melissa Goodwood. It was Laura.
Laura.
Half Pint. Yeah.
I beg your pardon?
Half Pint. That's what he used to call
her. Don't be rude.
That is what the dad used to call her because she was the favourite.
R.I.P. Michael Landon. Died of cancer.
Yeah, he did.
I loved him. All right, now.
There's like a curse on that show.
There wasn't really at all.
Well, now that the house is burnt down, I mean.
There's two incidences over 30 years. You better have better detective work than that.
Was it attacked like those black churches that are burnt down in
No, it was in Southern California.
Was it religious?
California.
Was it right wing?
No.
Was it Trumpians?
No. It was made of wood and a lightning strike hit it and it burnt down.
Oh, well, thanks for your thorough report. Today you're the entertainment reporter. A minute ago you were a royal correspondent.
Well, I am. Speaking of royal,
what?
Baby news. John Vertigan has a young guy who's got who does race calls and with a twist.
Okay.
And we've heard a few of them before. He's very good and he's put up one.
For the royal baby.
For the royal baby and for anybody who may be up the duff.
And we're off. Starts off with a bang and everybody's happy. Shoots straight to the front of Fallopian Straight. 5 days late, feeling a bit crook, better get a prego test. Two blue lines, guess what? We're having a baby. How exciting. You little beauty, wonder what it's going to be. No More Wine was next, eating for two now and craving a chalky Big M with hot chips and gravy. They approach the second trimester and hormones are all over the track. Do you know what you're having? No, we don't. Want it to be a surprise. And ooh, you're absolutely glowing. Starting the show now. Feeling a little tired. Can I touch your belly? You're a complete stranger and I prefer not. Nina Snooze was next with cankles. And as we approach the halfway mark, hubby's at the back just trying not to do anything wrong. Mother-in-law steps in with some advice. Backache starting to make up some ground. Might get a cot and a pram this weekend and can you paint the baby's room? They approach the third trimester and it's antenatal classes with difficulty sleeping and I need a pee. Pelvic floor moves into a prominent position with indigestion, swollen everything and I'm so over it. Have you come up with a name? I don't know. And sore boobs are taking over and pushing through on the rail of the hemorrhoids. Due date passes, sick of waiting. Will you please come out? Water's broken, contractions are here. Scared shitless, take me to hospital. Birthing plans gone out the window and hubby's a mess. Magnificent midwives hit the front. Baby's crowning, time to push. Squeeze my hand, epidurals putting in the hard yards. Give me more gas, rub my back. Don't touch me, one more push. They hit the line and it's a boy. It's a boy, it's a beautiful baby boy. Congratulations to all of the connections and mum, well delivered. And dad's crumbled at the last moment. He's passed out with about 400 to go. He's going to need to toughen up before the next event. Oh, correct weight is through, £9.10. It's celebrations all around the track here. Well done.
Good on you, Verto.
Well done.
That wasn't a photo finish. Does that ring true to you? Is that all memories flooding back?
I have no memories. I've blanked out over them all.
What were you like? Did you complain a lot?
Complain?
Did you suck it up? What did you do?
I do think I complained a fair amount when I was pregnant with twins from memory.
Was Rob in there with you when you were giving birth?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not Mad Men time. What does mean, was Rob there?
No, don't make out like this is a time-honoured tradition. It's only happened in the last 20, 25 years.
That's and a long
prior,
time.
Prior to that, there was no
years,
onus on the man
years.
To be in that room. And all of a
we're
sudden,
not forcing
you, make it
you to be there.
Really?
You're not.
That's not the feedback I'm getting from,
really?
from most men.
I think most men feel so hopeless and helpless and that they just want to be seen to be doing something.
Nothing to be done there.
There is. There's a lot. You need someone's arm to press your nails into.
It's the most extraordinary thing.
What are you looking for? All the girls to go.
No, I'm just saying,
Dave,
watching your child being
so life-changing
born.
Event for you,
it is.
Was it?
It was. Of course it was. Two times.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Are you done, Dave? Are you
I'm done. Back to you.
Speaking of horse races, there's a massive controversy in America at the most famous horse race in the world, the Kentucky Derby. Hey, horses, first past the post has had it taken off her. It is causing massive ructions. We'll talk about that when we get back.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
You can call us at any time, by the way, 133353. Happy to talk to the listeners wherever you
are.
On this Monday. But the big news for me over the weekend was the Kentucky Derby. Mm.
I saw this pop up on my Twitter feed.
It's the most important leg of the Triple Crown. It's probably the most famous race in the world, emanates from down there in Kentucky at Churchill Downs. It's the most important race, some might argue. It is mired in controversy after the first past the post horse Maximum Security had it taken off it. Let's have a listen to the end of the race first.
It is Country House on the outside. Maximum Security soon dead game. He keeps battling on. Maximum Security. Country House went 2 down to the line. Maximum Security wins the Kentucky Derby. And then it was Country House second, followed by Court of Honor third.
Heavily heavily backed, I think second favourite, atrocious
conditions.
In
terrible condition. I remember seeing all I saw was like mud, rain,
that's
sleet.
That's right. And the suggestion was it moved out, interfered with other horses.
Yeah.
Protests were fired in.
There is an objection that has been posted on the board, so it is unofficial for the moment.
So here we see him as we're going into the far turn. This is the 3-furlong pole. Right there is where number 7, Maximum Security, came out a lane or two, yep, forcing War of Will to steady. It's on a spot of the racetrack where it's very hard to determine exactly how much he impeded him. There was definitely some contact.
Yes!
They disqualified him.
They did.
Oh!
So for the first time in the history of the Kentucky Derby, the horse that crossed the line first has been disqualified. After the objection, Country House wins the Kentucky Derby at 65-1, one of the longest shots in history to win the Derby.
Wow. So fans not happy because a heavily backed horse was taken out, yeah, and at 65-1. There was some minuscule amount placed on that horse on the track. So, but it's caused a huge furore. Apparently, we have uniform laws here in Australia, but apparently in each state in America they have difference. In some states it wouldn't have been disqualified. In Australia it probably wouldn't have been disqualified. However, for the rules on the day, it was disqualified.
Amazing.
It's a huge story. There will be a movie, I'm guessing. I will be asked to be
right.
To be in
so
it,
how's your southern
reprising
accent?
Yeah. Well, pretty good.
Oh my god!
Yeah, we might just keep that.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm a man of a thousand voices.
Pretty good. Yeah. What would you wear in Kentucky? Would you have a white suit?
Oh, Matthew McConaughey.
You know, Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. Not bad. I got it.
See. I'd look like Colonel Sanders.
You would look. That's all the image I've got in my head. You'd have a walking stick.
I'd have a Southern Belle.
Oh, yeah, that's
on
true.
My arm.
Yeah.
And I'd be eating a lot of chicken.
I think you might pay for a Southern Belle.
How dare you? I would have a mint julep.
Oh, my God, is that the Southern?
That's the drink of the day.
All right.
And I would be like
Ponzi man in a white
and I'd
suit.
Have a jigger. And I'd have maximum security. You'd see me with a mint julep in one hand, wearing my white Colonel Sanders suit.
Well,
I'm a trainer.
You're a trainer.
And I'm jigging the horse. One for the horse, one for me.
To get away from you. Clearly,
the horse
would run them
off. All the...
You are in Ride Like a Girl.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm in the trailer twice.
You've got a major role in this film.
Major.
And we can't wait to see you.
But surely I would be in that film.
I don't know. Yeah.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all, bubba. No, my oil like Elvis.
Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed. He's a talking horse. Maybe he could be in it.
I think you were doing a bit of Yogi Bear there as well.
Yeah. Boo-boo. See, I can do them all. Say, give me another one.
You're very diverse.
All right. Colonel Tom Parker.
Well, let me tell you, boys.
It's not like you're clucking like a chicken.
Okay.
Foghorn Leghorn.
I tell you, as I said, you boy.
Tweety Bird.
Have we got callers here? Adam, what's Adam saying? Come on.
Hello, Adam.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Yeah. Could you see me in the movie?
Yes, I can, mate, particularly with your background with chicken heiresses.
Oh, I could.
Oh, yes, you're spot on,
I
Adam.
I get my chicken heiress to back the film.
Exactly.
To provide the money for it.
And the gravy.
That's true, Adam.
Tammy Ingham is the top of the list.
Thanks for that. Hey, let's try Peter, too. Peter, what do you want to say?
I said Mick could play the horse.
Mick could play the horse?
He's going on like an old nug at the moment.
Wow. You're copping it from Peter.
Get off, Peter. Yeah. Don't you give him a prize.
No, he's on the standby list for the big red bash.
So is Adam.
As is Adam.
Is that a go at my weight? Is it I could play the horse?
Not only your weight, I think your face as well.
Oh. Jeez. Got real personal.
Jeez.
I just feel confident today.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I feel good about myself.
Well, after your attack on me, you're pandering to Carl Stefanovic.
Carl.
You love Carl.
I like Carl.
You
I want
to do the Today
him.
Show with Carl Stefanovic.
Look, I'm...
Those two girls who are trying
You
hard
know I've supported both
air.
Those girls.
Oh, yeah.
Much better support
that's
than you.
That's what everyone
are.
Who mounts a coup does. They start off by going, oh, please, let's all get around. And then you
that's
stab it
make...
in the back.
All right.
When we come back, your entertainment report.
Yes,
coming
indeed.
Up.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Kennedy Malloy.
She's read every mag, tweet and blog and spoken to every unnamed source, so you don't have to. Jane Kennedy's Entertainment Report.
I have been through all, well, most of them. Woman's Day, yep. Royal Baby, Custody Battle. I won't let you take our child.
Who's who wants custody?
I can't be bothered reading the story. Jennifer Aniston.
You just said you'd read every magazine.
I didn't say that. That's what the voiceover story. Man says. That's what Lee Simon voiceover said.
Good Lord.
Jennifer Aniston secretly adopts her niece and nephew. Don't think so.
How could that happen?
Well, it can't, and that's just that they've got a picture of
them. You
can
move them into the $89 million house that Brad Pitt's just bought them.
That's true.
Mm. See, I should be doing this segment. Brad, I've read more than you.
I'm just letting you have a say. I'm letting you speak up. Courtney's big reveal. I'm having Scott's baby.
So Courtney who?
Courtney Kardashian.
Well, you need to say that. Otherwise, it
everybody
could be...
knows who she is. Who? Otherwise, it could be which Courtney?
Courtney Love. Courtney Love. Courtney from Friends.
Courtney Love. Cox.
Courtney Cox.
Courtney
Cox
from Courtney Friends.
Courtney Act. Courtney.
Courtney.
Give us
Courtney.
A call if your name's Courtney. Could have been 100 of the Courtneys.
No,
so.
Not in the woman's magazine world. And it's with a K, by the way.
Oh.
That's how you know.
Oh, so we knew that. We knew that from your pronunciation of Courtney. Courtney with a K.
Oh, there's a good start.
Are you a royal correspondent? Like when you do a
yes,
royal
I am.
Story, do you consider yourself to be a royal correspondent?
Yes, I am. My new title, that's going to go after my name, like OBE.
Right. Courtney Cox, we said that, didn't we?
Courtney Cox, if she had a baby now, it'd be a miracle. She's older than me. Jess Bears All.
62.
Jessica from Maths, my $25,000 surgery binge. But I still want more, she says.
Why would she do a story about it, the surgery she's had?
Because she's off our TV screens and she's really keen to keep in the news. So she'll say whatever.
She throw a hat in the ring for what? Paradise Island or something?
Yep.
Love Island.
Yeah. She's
who does that one?
Sophie Monk is the host
that's
of that.
Right.
So she probably wants to be on that. Our Mary, Queen at
Herpes
Last.
Herpes Island. That's a show I'd like to see.
That could be
one
good.
One person goes on the island with herpes.
Mm.
Yes.
And we see how many people come off the island.
And who recovers
with
first.
Herpes.
Yeah.
Well, you'd be taking antibiotics, wouldn't you?
What, when you join the cast of Love Island?
That's what I would do. It'd right. be the first thing I'd do.
What
but
else?
The biggest news.
What?
It's across the three papers and the photos say it all. George and Amal at breaking point.
Are you
Clooney's
saying?
In crisis. Amal breaks down. George and Amal on the brink of divorce. Career and kids are causing trouble in paradise for Hollywood's superstar duo. The stressed out stars are working on their marriage. Arguments leave the exhausted star in tears. It's all too much. She's cracked it. She looks like she's bawling her eyes out and she's not even wearing a designer outfit. She's given him an ultimatum and said that unless he slows down and she has to keep following his career, going around while he does his movies, all she wants to do is be the voice of reason for people as a human rights lawyer. Well, give it up. Oh. Time to stop.
Jeez Christ.
Well,
they're two people doing the best they can.
Yeah.
And you're seem to be delighting
the best they can
in their pain.
Flying around their private jets. Listen, they've got two kids.
It's tough for them.
It's not too hard.
Are they their own kids or are they Malawi kids?
Allegedly she had them. But I think it might have been a little cushion stuffed up there. Anyway, Amal's close to breaking point. George is
Do you have any sympathies for her at all?
No.
Why?
She knew what she was getting into, but George has...
Are you saying George is gay?
100% no. You're just
well, what's
scurrilous.
What's your frustration?
Don't do that. Don't you put
I'm
that
asking
in my
you.
Mouth. Nothing to do with George, that thing.
Okay, well, that seemed to be the point you were trying to make.
I think she's a bit scared of rolling up the sleeves and being a mum. You know, it's a bit of hard work.
She's an international human rights lawyer.
Well, sorry.
So, what do you want to do? We're on those little papooses to court.
Yes.
A little baby
Bjorn. She doesn't have to go
Bjorn.
To court.
Yeah.
She can give it a rest. There's plenty of other people who can do her job, and it's time for her to give it a rest and just be a stay-at-home mum.
All right.
Wow.
Is that it? Now, didn't you, what was your story there about influencers?
This is an amazing story, and it's about rest.
Because you know I'm an influencer.
Mm.
So
mm.
you need to be. I am. Dave, well,
how many followers you got?
54,000.
Yeah, that's
Thank
embarrassing.
You. Getting close
Don't
to 55. That's an influencer. What have you got?
Oh, I've got about 35.
Oh, you always keep rounding it up.
I have never said that I'm an 22. Influencer.
Dave, how many have you got?
2,000.
Okay, well, listen to this.
Well, that's just a slap in the face.
Okay. Restaurateurs.
55,000, Mick.
Yeah.
Mick Malloy, 66.
I'm sorry, Mickey,
get on board.
It's not that huge. Restaurateurs in Australia are getting really annoyed.
Why?
With the world of influencer Instagrammers.
What do they do?
They ring up or they tweet or they contact them via Instagram and they say, hey, I'm going to be in town next week. Love to come to your restaurant. Happy to talk about how great your restaurant is for a free meal.
Take a picture of me eating at your restaurant,
yes.
Tag it, put it up.
Well, I'll give you an example. This was Andy Vignati. She was one of the Peruvian. Listen, she was one of the Peruvian contestants on My Kitchen Rules, right?
Right.
She said, we would love to come over on Saturday. She's Peruvian.
Right.
We would love to come over on
Jane
Saturday.
Jane Kennedy, woman of 1,000 voices. Or what? My southern belle was no good.
Well, this is Peruvian. We would love to come over on Saturday for dinner. In exchange, I can post food shots and stories on my Instagram page. I've got a very high engagement rate, she said,
wow,
to this chef. And he said, this is what he sent back. How about you do the right thing and pay for your meal like everyone else?
Now, what restaurant was that?
That was in Adelaide at his restaurant there, Adelaide Chef. Duncan Welgemood has written that. But, you know, Matt Moran.
Yes. Yeah. I know, Matt.
He is vowing to stop influencers full stop at his restaurant. He says, now I just say no. Because it's gotten worse in the last couple of years because you've got more of these reality TV, he says, celebrities everywhere. And shows like that, they've got a few thousand followers, then they hit you up for free food. He says, I always enjoy watching the bill go out to the table.
He would let me, because he's a friend and he knows I'm an influencer and he knows my 55,000
No,
fans.
He'd be saying, Mick, pay for it like everyone else. Interesting, though, isn't it?
Do you know what I would do? That's, I'm thinking if I was to exploit that, it would be a shot of me at a table with a bucket of Kentucky. excellent food.
Mamma mia, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
All right. Hey, there's a new craze by influencers. We'll get to it.
Oh, yeah, there is, too. Okay.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
The Russell Howcroft advertising extraordinaire to join us.
Talk about election ads with him.
Oh, great.
Why not? Yeah, that'll be good. I'm disappointed in your entertainment report.
Why?
I thought you were going to do the story about Beyonce being a bitch.
I'm getting to that. Don't confuse. I've got plenty of time to do that. I've got lots of other news and stories come up, and one that I think you'll be quite interested in right now.
Who's that? What's it?
Have you heard of a Shelfie Belfie?
I've heard of a Belfie. So this is for
What's
Instagram. Again, it's like a selfie, but you take it of your butt.
Oh.
So you get, and it used to be done by an extension cord. You know, a selfie stick.
Yes.
They used to have one that could go around the back.
Oh, like a back scratcher.
Like a back scratcher. Right. And you can take a shot of your bottom. So
and why
like
would
a
you
Belfie
do that?
To keep your followers happy.
Don't you do it, but just say, I'm just going to let you know that it's real craze, and with the holiday season in Europe, strap yourself in for all the pictures from Mykonos.
But what is it?
It combines the pose. You sit on a ledge
Like a shelf.
At the very edge.
It's a shelfie, Jane,
and
I think is the term you're looking for.
A ledge or a shelf.
So therefore a shelfie.
All right, a shelf. And you sit there with your butt, and it means, because it's apparently flattering. And a bikini helps, especially a thong.
No.
So it's you sitting on the pool ledge from behind of your bot.
Yep. And apparently
I'm in for that. I'm up for that.
I'm trying to work out how you do the pose now myself. And it combines, I think you've got to just work it, baby, and just get that butt sticking out.
Mine'll break down the Instagram. I'll be that much I'll be that much traffic.
That many complaints.
Yeah, it'd be banned.
If you did it, I know. I think you plan to do it.
I'm going to do it.
You have to get some manscaping done.
Yeah,
I'm going to get.
You know
what do you call
means.
A G banger? Male G banger. It's a man.
A G string.
No, there's a name for it.
Not a mankini.
No, we're not the mankini, but good
similar,
call.
Right.
Mm. No, what do you call
Speedos,
it?
Speedos, rocket poppers.
Look on your thing.
Banana hammock.
Banana hammock.
I don't know. Jockstrap? No, I don't know.
Oh, Dave, you're not
thong? G-string?
You know what? Forget about it.
Okay.
If you're not going to take it seriously, I'm not
that's okay, because I'm quite happy if you don't do it.
I'm going to do it.
No.
I'm going to do it.
Saying.
And I'm going to do it, and it's going to be one of our billboards.
No, that's.
I'm going to make it one of our billboards.
How are you going to do it?
Yeah.
Somebody take
Someone's
it for you?
Someone's going to take a photo of me from behind with the G-banger sitting on the side of a pool of my bot.
No, not interested.
I don't think there's much enthusiasm for that here. But that's
right. People are already
tampering
with themselves at home. You know exactly what's going on, Jane. You've got to know your audience. You've got to know how to keep them happy. I'll be posting that.
I'm not up with the 66, get on board. Not the tampering.
You'll be the first to see the old
Approve the shot before you post it. I might have to do a bit
Might want to talk with Russell Howcroft about that.
Yeah.
Russell will say that's a
I don't think he will. No, man. He'll do it
it's
with
a page
you.
Page turner. Yeah. Russell's coming up.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, and what an hour we've got, Jane Kennedy. Did I just get your attention?
You did. You gave me, I got a fright, actually.
You got a fright. Well, pay attention. You're involved with this. It's the second hour of our program.
It is, and I've got quite a lot of news to get through.
Like what?
Well,
give me an example.
Well, including news about Beyonce, who everybody has up on a pedestal. I'm about to bring her down.
You're a team player.
She's a bit snippy. Her behaviour is not acceptable.
I want to talk about something I believe will happen before the election. I'm very confident this will happen. I guarantee it. I want to get bets on whether I can get on it or not.
I'm fascinated.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets so much more. But let's start at the top with this bloke.
Our advertising guru, Russell Howcroft, is a man with vast knowledge.
Biggest account in the world right now.
Procter & Gamble, they would spend more than $2 billion dollars around the world.
And extensive insights.
The only worth that you have is your data, because the data is actually informing the advertiser.
But somehow, when talking about brands, we always end up here.
The Trivago girl.
I'm on the Trivago
girl.
She's going for duty again. She can find you something really cheap. Shows all the rates.
Please welcome back Russell Howcroft.
Oh, I noticed, Russell, she has just released a new raft of Trivago
ads.
Have
you seen that she's out of the studio?
She's out of the studio?
She's out of the studio.
But there's other people there with her. She's got competition.
I don't approve of that.
Yeah, no, I don't approve. See, and this is the fascinating thing about what happens in advertising. So when you get
jump the shark. Don't
you get a character who actually is awesome for the brand, and is clearly building the business.
Yes.
And then someone starts getting worried. Well, they mean too much to our brand, right? Mm. So they are, in the ad language, is they're pirating our brand, right? It's dead set nonsense. The most important thing you've got to do if you are running advertising is make sure people watch it. Yeah. Now, I don't think I'm alone. When the Trivago girl comes on, I'm going to watch it.
Shh, everybody.
Yes, it's what happens. And so clearly she's a hugely powerful asset for them. So maybe they'd start wanting more money or whatever.
Do you know who's upset about it all? The Ford girl.
Yeah, well, what about the Ford and Toyota?
She got the pixie cut.
The Ford girl sales
went down.
In the blue and the Toyota girl in the red. It's classic Australian marketing.
And the Amy girls.
I like
still
the Amy girls.
I've always liked the Amy girls.
Well, they've taken her out of the studio, haven't they?
Because she's everywhere.
Yeah.
I like the one. Real life, it'd be good. And that's get me out of pickles.
Yeah, you know, the ad with the little baby. You know, the Amy ad, and they're looking up at the space thing and everything. I can't remember exactly what happens, but it's really nice.
Yeah.
They still spend money making ads, as in Amy make ads with what we call high production values. And that's one of the reasons why we stick to the ads. It's like, well, they've invested real money in these ads, so I'm going to reward them and watch them.
Right, as opposed to the new line of advertising, which can be viral or some other form.
That's
You're talking about the classic, old commercial.
Well, the whole thing these days is, you know, faster, cheaper, smarter. That's what the whole ad game seems to be about now.
How's the business? How is the business?
Well,
what's the advertising like? Are we healthy?
Mick, no. There's some data that's come out in the last 24 hours. So every quarter you get data which says, okay, actually every month, but you get data around here's how the revenue is flowing. Now, the revenue has declined, as in all total advertising revenue. So that is all of the different mediums all added up.
Is that including online?
Yes, it does include online. Interestingly, online has declined, which is really, really quite
any
intriguing.
Any answers yet as to why?
I think that's worth discussing, Jane. We can speculate on why that's happening. I think a lot of it's got to do with what happens with businesses now is they build brilliant, you know, what's called customer experience. And a customer experience is what happens when you press the button on your phone, right? So Uber, for example, you press the button on your phone and that unlocks what's called the customer experience. So they're spending huge money on making sure that's awesome.
Well, the customer like hates this part of the experience.
Right.
When we're asked, how was your experience?
I can't. What about?
I cannot.
What is that? What about allowing me to speak to an actual person as part of the customer experience when my meal hasn't arrived?
Yes.
I know. And what about you?
All this follow-up of were you satisfied with this and give us a smiley face. Thumbs up or thumbs down.
I know. I was at the, you know, I went to the supermarket last night, you know, for Sunday night meal. Yes. And then I get a text saying, how was your visit to the supermarket?
What?
It was efficient, you know, whatever.
Can I ask, is the amount of revenue from ads, is can that be an economic indicator? Can you go, does that contract when you go, well, we're about to enter a tough period?
Well, what we do know.
Business is down.
Yeah. So what we do know is that we're in a low growth economy. So, yeah, people talk about the wages being low, and that, of course, is an issue for lots of people. But it's pretty hard to grow wages if you haven't got economic growth, and we are in a low-growth economy. And I argue, and I know that, you know, yes, Russell would say this, but it's been pretty flat on advertising for a long time.
Yeah.
So 2008, we had, you know, the GFC. There's a lot of downward pressure on advertising ever since then, really. So if you spent, say, you know, $10 million in 2008, you probably spent $10 million in 2009, and then in 2010 you spent $10 million, and 2011, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 2019. That's a lot of time where you haven't been actually applying what used to be known as media inflation. You know, so in the old days, in inverted commas, you know, you'd turn up at the start of the year, and everyone, the marketer, the media, the advertising agency, they all knew that, oh, there's media inflation of 6%. So, oh, we're just going to add 6% to everything that we're doing.
Right? And so, now people are holding on to their...
Everything's flat. Yeah. So, and that I think, is an indicator.
Well, one thing that's not flat is Clive Palmer and his advertising bucket.
All right. We're going to get onto that.
Right.
The other side of this song, there's a lot to talk about. We're going to get into the election. Man. And I'm going to put my theory to you as well.
Oh, that's exciting.
On the other side of this.
Fantastic.
Russell Howcroft is with us. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Russell Howcroft in studio, which is always great to have Russell on the show.
And we're about to talk to you about election advertising, which may or may not play a very big role in the outcome of this election with Clive Palmer. We'll talk about that, but I'll tell you what I'm tipping. And this is, it looks fairly entrenched, 52 to 48, two-party preferred, yes. Labor in front.
Yes.
He needs some kind of cataclysmic event.
Where's this going?
I'm suggesting to you, there may well be a boat turned back in Australian waters in the next 2 weeks. This is Tampa 2.0.
Going on the template that has been
The Tampa template 2.0.
Really?
What are the chances?
Wow.
Well, there might be an accident that is taken advantage of, but I don't think you're going to engineer it.
I reckon there's one already out there, and they're just keeping it quiet.
I like your line of thinking.
Probably doing circle work out there.
Well,
as we speak.
Well, they better be quick because, you know, it's not long until it's happening. And the thing again about media these days. Takes quite a lot, you know, the runway's got to be a bit longer for you to get the mass awareness.
But there feels like there's many, many, many more swinging voters than there's ever been before.
Is there?
I think so.
I don't know about
I think so.
That.
Well,
I'm not sure about that because what is it?
Well,
it's in huge amount of postal votes have already...
What about this? So you send a postal vote, put a postal vote in, and then you find out there are five candidates for the party you voted for. Who are now got hatred or vitriol or bigoted opinions on their website? You can't retract it, can you? You're already committed. You go, I've voted. Oh no, I can't change.
But that's
anything.
Your fault for voting for them, not doing your homework.
Well, yeah,
but it hasn't happened yet.
Well,
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, the result hasn't happened.
No, but I'm saying you don't know if someone has got homophobic stuff on their website. No.
You've done the postal vote.
Yeah.
So you've already voted. You find out later, and then a bombshell breaks, and you go, oh, my God, I voted for them. Well, you know, that... And of course, if you are a postal voter, then you really know
what you're doing.
Yeah, and you're into the idea that, you know, my vote counts, which of course every vote counts and every vote counts
but
equally.
What I'm saying is there's going to be a lot of older, this is why getting back to the swing vote, a lot of traditional voters for the coalition. Mm. There's a real, I'm sensing, amongst, because I've got people I know in that age gap.
And you're getting there yourself.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you? And I would say that a lot of the women, the older women in this country, have gone, oh, I've traditionally voted this way, but I'm just not going to do it the same thing.
Yes.
I think when
on what? What's
well,
the
no,
issues?
There is,
well, on the misogyny, on the the fact that there's no women around to create any Liberal influence on the Liberal Party.
Yeah. So absolutely, there's no question that there is a global female zeitgeist, you know. So Jacinda Ardern clearly is leading the political way.
And if you looked at the Labor conference, there were some pretty powerful women sitting in that front row bench. And on that lectern and addressing
merit.
That room.
On merit.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
So that's why it's, I think, interesting.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. Well, the other thing is that UK and New Zealand, and I think I'm right saying this about Victoria as well, but certainly it's true, UK and New Zealand, in both most recent elections, 70% of under 47 voted on the left for Labor. 70% of under 47.
Okay.
So that is no small
interesting
number.
Now, Clive Palmer, we want to get on to this is incredible.
So tell me your thoughts on this, because I thought he was on the nose. I thought not only was it a bold play, but he hadn't paid his workers at his coal mine. He wants to get a coal mine through. He wasn't well liked. Mm-hmm. Is this a true test of the power?
Well, see, I do look at it from just about advertising. Right, so whether this is nothing to do with whether Palmer's good or bad. Mm. What I think is interesting is the sheer weight of advertising that he is, as we all know.
He's 50 spent, million?
Yeah, so that's the number that everyone's talking about, right? So, and, you know, you open up a newspaper and there's a double-page spread of what he's, amazing, an amazing weight of advertising. So that is why I have, a particular interest in what's going to happen, because can you use mass media, which is what he's done, So we are in an era where people that are in mass media, like, you know, you guys and I used to be, it's like, oh, well, people don't, you know, they don't watch the TV anymore, whatever. It's actually nonsense. They all do.
Yeah.
And the papers are still hugely powerful, and outdoor is a brilliant medium. So you can use mass media to sell stuff. So can you use mass media to the degree that he's done that in order to buy votes? That, to me, is a really interesting thing just to watch.
Especially from a guy who wasn't popular, coming in here smelling of roses.
Yeah, but weight of advertising, of course, I think it's quite incredible, isn't it? It's impossible not to have seen his advertising. Yeah. And we are we're sort of on the eastern suburbs, right? We're not sort of up in the north where you might think that it might be attractive. He's doing it in the inner urban. He's doing it in the regionals.
He's everywhere.
Where you guys are in the leafy suburbs of Sydney and Melbourne.
Well, exactly. But you know what I'm saying, right? It's not. It's just en masse. It's impossible not to see it, hear it.
I even got a text message from Clive
last
messages, Thursday.
That's right. Texting. Radio, like huge amount of radio.
How does Clive have our numbers? Why is he texting
Third
us?
Third time he's texting.
I don't like that.
Yeah, right. Well,
your data, Jane. That's all you are.
I received a random text from a political party. A lobby,
One Nation?
A lobby group.
What an outrageous.
Was it a guy calling from a strip club in New York?
I know, right?
You've left something behind.
They wanted to use my fence. Yeah.
Oh, to put advertising.
Yeah, I thought.
Hey, so that ground root stuff, I see it everywhere driving around in Sydney and Melbourne. I see people with big posters on their front fence.
Yeah,
Is that effective?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, anything on the street I think is really, really effective. So, you know, if you were sitting for trying to win a seat in Parliament and you didn't have, you know, Clive's sort of money, you would do everything you could to spend whatever you could on the street.
Sandwich board?
Yes,
sandwich
absolutely.
Board. That's what I would go.
You would definitely. definitely be doing hand-to-hand combat,
Instagram,
as they call it, right?
Influencer, play an influencer.
Yeah, probably.
Do you rate, just sidebar quickly, is Instagram, is I read
you
on the weekend,
it?
Beyonce gets $1 million
incredible.
A post.
Yeah, probably. So, you know, but it's going to be interesting to see how that all that evolves, you know, in influencer marketing. What I do think is absolutely, in a political sense, what you would do is you would third party endorsement, I think, is really strong in that social media.
But like Brett Lee for Tony Abbott?
Yeah.
Is that valuable?
Sure, but for some people that will be.
What's in it for Brett Lee?
Well, I don't know. Okay. I doubt that he's been paid to do it though. I'm sure he will.
We have to go. This has been fascinating.
It was great. We'll talk to you post election. Let's find out what happens.
You've got to mention your band.
Okay, so Charlie Howcross Band, June 16, Workers Club.
The Brungus, is what they sound like.
They're launching their next single. It's called Move.
Oh, look out.
Look out for it.
I like it. The cutting edge.
Yeah.
Right on the edge. See you at the Workers.
Russell Howcroft, Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Go to kennedymalloy.com.au. We'll put you on the standby list to win tickets to the ultimate Big Red Bash experience. Seeing Midnight Oil in the Simpson Desert includes helicopter flights and a chance to meet the band as well, and a whole lot more. Camel Ride, Simpson Desert, kennedymalloy.com.au.
Camel Ride?
Yeah,
hello. I wasn't sure I was sold until you suggested I might get a camel ride. That'll be a good festival.
I've had enough camel rides, so I'll watch. I love the camel ride. I love the camels. But
you're over it.
I don't need to go on another one. I'm fine. Right. Hey, I've got some news about Beyonce, and I'm really disappointed.
Now, did you hear by me drop the bombshell in the last one?
$1 million
for a post on her Instagram site.
That is incredible. Honestly, it is.
I can't get a free meal from a local restaurant. That is the deal.
But I tell you what, you could start pimping yourself out to do advertising on your Instagram.
It's not like that.
Well, it sounds like it is.
Yeah.
And I'm not just a mouth for hire.
No, you're not.
I'm a man of principle.
You are, and you wouldn't behave like this to Bay Beyonce.
What's she done?
Well, apparently, she's decided not to talk to people directly, who work for her, some of her staff. She doesn't want to be addressed directly by employees. Instead, she's got underlings talk to a middleman.
This is straight out of your playbook. This is serious.
How dare you?
Not next you'll be saying not allowed to look her in the eye.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
It 100% says you definitely can't try to make eye contact with her. It's not natural, but you get used to it pretty quickly, they say. So it's sort of you divert your arm
that
goes.
That's one of the most extraordinary demands, and it's quite popular, isn't it?
Like, yes.
I've heard Tom Cruise.
I've heard this before,
definitely
too.
Says you're not allowed to look him in the eye when you're on set. You're not allowed to initiate conversation if he
That's
talks
true.
To you first.
Grant Denyer.
Grant Denyer?
Hey, have you shaved his arsehole?
I beg your pardon.
He is the top of the tree.
Oh, he's not.
Oh, come on.
Grant Denyer.
He is.
He's a ripper. I saw him at the airport once, said g'day.
He's a good guy. I'm just kidding.
Dave, your stories are fascinating today. Like, seriously.
Timekeeper, and I've seen Grant Denyer at the airport.
Grant Denyer at the airport, eh?
Well, I'm very disappointed to hear Beyonce's like this.
Well, what did you think she was like?
I thought she was just a...
She's like a...
What is wrong with human beings? Why do people elevate themselves?
Because this is what they do. At least she's not throwing her phone at her assistants. Who was that? Well,
that was Naomi Campbell.
Now, those were the good old days. When a star, if you said something in the back of a limo, doink, a mobile phone would be bouncing off your noggin.
And knock you to the head.
That's true. You know, another bad reputation, which is terrible. I never want to make this list. Catherine Heigl.
Why, what's she done?
From ER.
She should be just thankful she's on set. Seriously.
You're not a fan?
Not a huge fan, no.
Well, during the shooting of Knocked Up and Grey's Anatomy, she was said to be very difficult. And in many instances, she would rip the scripts apart. And she would just say, I'm not saying that. She'd refuse to come out of her trailer. She'd cause schedule delays and other problems.
See, if you're Russell Crowe, you can probably get away with that. if you're Catherine Heigl, thank your lucky stars.
Gwyneth Paltrow? I don't believe that.
Yeah, no, she'd be demagogue.
Well, for instance, when she's at the gym, she wants someone to dry the showers before she gets in. so that she won't come into contact with someone else's used water.
I do that.
Hey, I do that too. That's fair enough.
You do that.
I don't want to use someone else's toilet.
You do that with a toilet seat here in the handicapped toilet before you get busted.
Yeah, no.
Hey, well, you know my favourite, Christian Bale.
Oh, yeah.
His behaviour on set. Could we got him?
Yeah, here he is.
Take your f***ing ass. I want you off the f***ing set, you prick. Think for one f***ing second. The f*** are you doing? Do I f***ing walk around? Shut the f*** up, Bruce. Am I going to walk around and rip your f***ing lights down? Why the f*** are you walking right through? What the f*** is it with you? What don't you f***ing understand? You got any f***ing idea? Hey, it's f***ing distracting in the middle of the f***ing scene. Give me a f***ing answer.
I was looking at the light.
Oh, good for you. Seriously, man, you and me, we're f***ing done professionally. Yes.
Oh, good for you. Bruce from Lighting.
I love that. Yeah,
yeah. Well, even the recently departed Chewbacca.
Oh, Peter Mayhew.
Well, Peter Mayhew, was dead set. Mm. Not easy.
Terry Hatcher. Desperate Housewife.
Oh, yep. Stop it.
She's absolutely, apparently a narcissist.
What's she
and
done?
She was really ambivalent about the rest of the class. She alienated herself from everyone. And as if to drive home the point, the cast of the show decided to reward the crew that had worked so hard to make the show possible with a gift. But they purposely left her name off the card because they just couldn't stand her anymore.
Fantastic.
And they just said she was such a cow.
Do you know what there should be? There should be an award like at the Oscars each year for the stars behaved the worst.
Biggest asshole.
And then you show clips of them. You show the nominees this year are Christian Bale. Yeah.
Meryl Streep.
Oh, hang on, what are you saying? Meryl Streep's a bitch.
Pretending. I'm just adding a bit of colour and movement.
You've got a touch of this.
Yeah.
You do.
Dave, what are you saying? You're looking at me grinning and saying, yeah.
I'm on eggshells.
You are never on my side.
Right now I'm on eggshells.
I am on your side.
Fiddlesticks.
Okay. Oh, there we go. The showbiz arsehole segment.
Oh, mate. Give us a call. Who do you think's a massive showbiz arsehole? Grant Denyer, you say.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Studio 10, they look like they're showbiz arseholes.
Oh,
were you saying that? In the break?
You're ding absolutely revolting. Don't you say that.
Jeez.
Well, you've just
it's a bit
a drive by you've said to me. I've said
who you
nothing
said
of the sort.
Is,
I was joking because
I
thought who is one of the most unlikely people you would think would be difficult to work with, and it's Grant Denyer. I know he's great to work with because I've worked with him. You haven't done much work with Denyer.
You're lashing out today. Hey, let's do a quick technology break. Now, when you were young, I was promised the future to me was going to be flying cars.
Yes.
That was when hoverboards, all that kind of stuff that you look forward to. And when I was a child, I thought, this is in the next 40 years, that's going to happen.
That's right.
Do you know the only thing we've got?
What?
Is witches' hats that are remote controlled. Now, this is
But why?
This is not what I imagined as a child in
Jetsons,
my mind's
eye.
I want the Jetsons car.
Yeah.
Here I am. I page through the paper today. Robotic traffic cones on wheels are being trialled to make it safer for people who, guys.
Well, less jobs for the people.
Well, that's right. They're taking a... But is that it? Is that all the future is to me? Someone on a remote control operating a traffic cone, that's the future I wasn't promised.
It's a letdown, isn't it?
You can have fun with that, though.
Well, that and what's a swearing...
It's a Roomba. Do you know what that is?
I've heard of it.
A Roomba is a robotic vacuum cleaner. I've got one of these.
Have you?
Yep.
Okay, so
but
this
it
is
doesn't,
the future.
I haven't got
is
this one.
Is this what
one.
You imagined when you were imagining your future, a vacuum cleaner?
Well, I did. And so that's why I thought have a vacuum cleaner, to have a vacuum cleaner that cleans your house without you doing it, I thought that's a great invention.
Great.
I got one of those and it has its ups and downs.
Well
it hoovers up all the headphones of my kids on the bedroom floor.
What do you mean?
Plus coins, keys. It's basically a thief. Because it's like it doesn't differentiate between things on the floor. And I've found dog leads. I've found everything that it starts to hook up.
Jeez.
But there's a new one that's come out.
Yeah.
And because...
This
is the future. It moves around and it bumps into walls and then it turns itself around and just continues on.
Mm.
Now it's a swearing Roomba.
Oh, now you've got my interest.
Go on.
Okay. This model Roomba that is just released, it screams in pain. Or it swears when it runs into things. It's got a recorded voice on it. Do you want to hear it?
Please.
Okay, here you go.
Ah, mother f***ing damn it. Are you f***ing serious?
So this is my point. So instead of people down in the lab working on my flying car,
yes, they're
working
doing...
on my hoverboard, someone's been attaching a voice to a Roomba.
That and swears attach, when
and
it
attaching
bumps
wheels
into things.
To a traffic cone.
Yep. No, that's disappointing.
It's disappointing. Come I'll be on. Dead in a few years.
What's wrong with all you
Nothing
nerds?
Ever happened.
Do something for us.
Hey, nerds.
Come
you
on.
Just,
move yourself.
Step up.
Yes. Yeah, step
God,
up to the plate.
We've even got the influencers doing something interesting. They're doing the shelfies. Come on, they're ahead of the game.
I'm working on one right now. Okay. I could be posting soon.
I'm worried.
All right.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, thanks to the HSV Chevrolet Silverado. Head to your local dealer or hsv.com.au.
Bang! Yeah. There it is. The biggest, baddest piece of automotive machinery I have come across in my lifetime. Here's an idea.
What's
if
that,
If you
Mick?
Want to win the election.
Yes.
Put the Australian flag on the bonnet of the HSV Chevrolet Silverado and drive yourself around ScoMo. Drive yourself around.
Well, that's impressive. I'd be impressed by
forget
that.
Forget your tour bus.
Mm. Clive Palmer could fit in this car.
You can put him in the back.
In the back.
You could tow him. Because towing, is he 5 ton?
Yeah, about that.
He's 5 ton. You could tow if your election
tour. You could tow two of them. Two of him.
Listen to me. Yep, if your election tour bus broke down, you could tow the bus.
You're right.
Oh, yeah, good point.
That's right.
This is the biggest, baddest piece of machinery.
So ScoMo would stay in the Silverado. You know how he got off the bus
to
get the flight?
He still doesn't have to get on the bus.
Yeah, he'd still have to do that.
He sits in the behemoth on the flight deck, I call it, because it's that massive.
That's huge.
But apart from that, it's anything but truck-like. So you don't feel like you're in a truck when you're sitting in it because it's also got leather-appointed front bucket seats. I mean, it's like it's a luxury vehicle once you sit in it. And we've sat in it, haven't we?
Oh, baby.
Because we saw it the other day.
It was parked out the front.
Yeah. Oh,
and we went and sat in it. They had to get us out.
It's
they had to call the cops to get us out.
Isn't it? Oh, it's got everything.
Can I
say Bose sound system.
You know the biggest idiot in the world?
What?
Cristiano Ronaldo has reportedly just dropped $18 million on a Bugatti prototype.
$18 million?
$18 million. If you're going to pay $18 million, I suggest to you there is an HSV... Chevy.
Yeah.
Silverado.
Does the job.
It's already available.
You can buy a fleet of them.
Yeah, you can buy a fleet of them and drive it around in a convoy. Yeah. You could be in the front. You could have all your underlings in the back.
Did you know there's 8 different colours you can get?
What?
I know, I'm
Where
so
did this
impressed.
Information come from?
I've just found this out.
It's got a heated leather wrapped steering wheel.
Ooh.
I mean, your hands are
there's
warm.
Nothing
hands off
better
it.
Than that.
You wouldn't.
I'll drive. No, you drive. No, I want to drive.
It's got a Bose sound system as well, so Kennedy Malloy would sound fantastic in the Chev.
Why don't we go and listen to
people stop and stare. Yeah. I am just telling you, people will stop and stare when you rock up. You will be the big swinging person in town.
The biggest, baddest.
The HSV Chevrolet Silverado.
HSV.com.au to find your local dealer.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
KennedyMalloy.com.au. Grab the podcast from today's show. It's been a cracker.
Apart from your slandering of Grant Denyer, and you should apologise.
I was thinking.
Showbiz arsehole,
who
you said.
Who is the least showbiz arsehole-y
He's
type
contacted
of person
you.
In the world?
What's he said?
He said, hey, I heard that. The smaller the star, the bigger the diva. Yeah. Hashtag it's science. Hashtag could be true. But I know it's not, Grant, because I've worked with
He is an
you.
Ugly customer.
Listen.
You know that. Was he listening in the gym? Did I hear
I believe he was listening in the gym and he might have fallen off a fitness ball at the time.
He'd have to adjust the machines after
listen,
Grant had been on it. Don't you reckon?
Don't you think it's
tiny.
Tedious for him to hear that? It's tedious. Hey, he's got a new show starting.
How long will that run?
He has. Don't be rude.
He knows I love him.
It's got the celebrity
peas in a pod, mate.
Game that's coming up.
She says in the gym, he'll be like Gwyneth Paltrow. Do you reckon he gets the showers dried before
Well, I hope so. I don't want to get on equipment.
Well, you said he's difficult.
I did not say
you
that.
Said
I joked.
Grant,
I made a joke.
He's a handful.
If I go to the gym, which is so often, I have to make sure I've got a towel because who...
No, I'm talking about in the showers.
I know you don't. I don't want to use other people's water, used water either.
Okay, well, I think you're the difficult one.
Well, all right, I am. I'll out myself.
Grant,
I'm difficult. I don't have
Donald
many demands.
Compared to you,
it's just a few people.
Should
we
doing a show with Grant Denyer?
Mm. Well, why don't you?
Denyer Malloy. Maybe that has a better ring to it.
Okay,
well, Jane's got her own show.
I've got
with
my
Carl.
Own Stefanovic. Kennedy Stefanovic.
How dare you?
No, you don't like
you
that,
had a chance.
Do you?
Well, I
no,
don't like
really.
It
you actually,
you did
seen
a whole article.
Panic.
You didn't mention me, and you said how much you missed.
I did
Carl
to the journalist at the time, to Michael Lallo. I did mention you, but
hey,
I hear you loud and clear, Jane.
Message received.
Hey, we're going to argue right up to the very end of the show.
Yep.
Stephen Curry, Tom Ballard to join us tomorrow for your Tuesday, Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're done catching up on Kennedy Malloy. Check out the Chevrolet Silverado by HSV. Live big.